We were made, or the dealerships were made aware. It was like 2 a.m. last Wednesday, so it's already been almost a week now. It had a pretty significant impact right off the bat. I mean, we're like every other business. Everything's run by computers, processing your new car or used car purchase, making your appointment in the service department, communicating with customers, all those things. Even the phone systems were impacted. I think the biggest issue was in Maryland, when you go to buy a car, the dealership provides either with a hard tag or a temporary tag. All that is done electronically through the dealer management system like CDK. And so that was an issue, but we've been working with MVA. And so that part of the transaction, we can absolutely get you tags now, and that's not going to be an issue going forward.
What has been the toughest part, and how I mentioned about going old school, some dealerships are, is that what you're seeing in Maryland with some of the dealerships here? They're having to use pen and paper?
Absolutely. Some of the things are going to have to go back 30 years ago. And again, you know, transmitting information to a lender for on behalf of a customer, all those things have been made more complex because we don't have the system back up and running yet. But I do want to tell everyone that, you know, if you're considering buying a car, you've been working with a dealership, absolutely go in. They've got workarounds. They're going to make it work. If you haven't been contacted as quickly as you normally would, or you're having a harder time making a service appointment, that's where that impact's going to be felt. But again, I certainly would encourage everyone, if you've been, you know, looking at a car online or whatever, don't hesitate to go into the dealership, because we are coming up with workarounds.
How much of a financial impact, though, has this had on dealerships in Maryland over the past few days?
I don't think we could put a number on it yet. There's no question it is going to have a financial impact. I think it's going to be pretty significant. Even half a day, car dealerships are very cash intensive businesses, a lot of employees. And, you know, you go a day where you can't transact any business, it's going to be a cost associated with that.
Peter, has every car dealership in Maryland been impacted by this?
Not necessarily. So there's really two categories of people that have been directly impacted. If you're one of the dealerships that used CDK for what we call DMS, or your dealer management system, then yes, you've been significantly impacted. Then there's a subset of electronic company called CVR. If you use them, they're a subsidiary of CDK, so they have been impacted as well. So the dealers that have CDK as their primary dealer management system have been impacted the most. But every dealer's probably had some issue, because they, you know, they work together, they work with various vendors that are across platforms. But it's primarily those dealers that use CDK. Again, CDK was one of the biggest players in the industry. I think they have 15,000 dealership rooftops across the country. So they are certainly a very, very significant part of the industry.